Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
The two of them side by side there. And Russ Eisenstein, the outstanding play-by-play voice of Ohio University football and basketball. Russ, great to have you back in town after 10 years. Where the heck have you been?
Well, it's good to be back. I got to tell you, I can't remember all the places that we went to when we were here in 2012, but this whole downtown area here, the whole place is just alive. And this place here, too, this is a wonderful place to do a show on a Friday of a Penn State home football weekend. And there's a buzz for sure. It's a really cool place to be, and we're excited to be back. 2012 was fun from a football standpoint from Ohio for sure. Yes. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully a good ball game.
Yeah, I think the last time I talked to you, we did an interview about the 12 game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know about the circumstances surrounding it. I remember Mickey Tettleton's son was the quarterback.
That's right. Very good.
And Tyler?
Tyler Tettleton. I spoke with him last night. We did a show from Beaver Stadium last night just because we could. And so we were there from 6 until 7, and we spoke with Frank Solich. Tyler Tettleton was the quarterback. Dante Foster, who caught the touchdown pass to seal the game. And Tremaine Scott is a former D player who's the D tackles coach for Ohio, and so he's got the rare case of playing in that game in 12 and coaching in this one.
Yeah.
And so we it's special because they're rare. And this is in respect to Penn State's program. When anybody in the MAC beats somebody as storied of a program as Penn State, you remember those games for sure. And so we've talked about it a lot, 10-year anniversary.
Ohio University, by the way, deserved to win that day. Just played better football. And then, you know, Penn State eventually, you know, they lost that game to Virginia. We all know about, you know, missing the kicks. When they finally – it was a program that needed confidence. And when they beat Navy, right, it was Bill's first win, they kind of took off after that. And they started beating teams. The only team they lost to after that, they lost a game at Nebraska on a controversial call. They lost to Ohio State, and Ohio State was just better that night. Everybody else they beat, Michigan in four overtimes, everything like that. On that day, Ohio University played better football.
And it was just one of those deals where Ohio felt that they had a pretty good team coming in. And then all of the circumstances surrounding that game and leading into that opener. And you would have to be under a rock not to know that that had to matter in some sense.
Yes.
And then you could feel it in the stadium a little bit more, too. But as the game went on, you kind of get lost in that game. And Penn State was up 14-3 at halftime.
Yes.
But Ohio still had the belief, and Tyler Tettleton scored on a touchdown run. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of kind of fluky plays that happened. There was a deflected play that was a big touchdown catch, and Ohio went on a long drive. Ohio's defense was really good on that day. And, you know, I'm glad that Penn State has been able to get to a point where the expectations are as high as they should be for Penn State and move on from all that happened there. And we're excited to be back. It's a big ball game, obviously, for both sides. There isn't the off-field stuff going on, so we focus on football and hopefully the fun tomorrow.
So let's talk about last week's game. I watched it, and I listened to your podcast dealing with the opener with Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic had a game under its belt.
Yeah.
And Jack Ham and I were talking this morning. We are both really impressed with Curtis Rourke at quarterback. And he was, I think, 27 to 34 last week, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Great decision maker. What does he mean as the rudder to this offense?
Well, the backstory there is that his brother, Nathan Rourke, is a record-setting quarterback at Ohio, and they're two Canadian cats. And he, unfortunately, was having a record-setting season in the CFL. And Nathan is so suited for that game as a Canadian-born player. And if you follow the CFL, the British Columbia Lions were having a wonderful start to their season. And Nathan was a big part of that. He was hurt in a game, I believe, week 8 or 9. But anyway, all of that's to say that his brother Curtis is a little different than Nathan. And last week was his best start. Ohio only played 3 games in the COVID-shortened 2020 season. He started all those.
Yeah.
Then last year, Armani Rogers, who's now a tight end for the Washington Commanders, it was a bit of a platoon, and it wasn't a fully on-cemented number one spot, but he was the starter. And last week was his best game as a starter. Mm-hmm. He showed what we believe Curtis Rourke can do. Right. Four touchdown passes, ran for one, didn't throw a pick. He was on time and on target. You're talking about inside leverage sort of slants, leading long passes down the field. There was a wonderful pass to James Bostic, a Vanderbilt transfer wide receiver, that was a thing of football beauty. So he was in full command. He didn't make mistakes. It was a really fun game. FAU clobbered Charlotte the week before.
Right.
And it was a big one for them. Willie Taggart's in his third season at FAU. But Ohio was the smarter team. Ohio was the better team. And that was a barometer because it's a tough non-conference schedule. Ohio mm-hmm. plays Iowa State next week. So get that win. Who knows what happens against the Nittany Lions and Cyclones. Mm-hmm. And then it's Fordham and then into MAC play. And Curtis, to answer your question, he helped make that offense better last week. It was his best performance as a Bobcat.
Cross and Jones are nice-looking receivers. Sam Wiglis is a transfer from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Now, let's preface it by saying Sam walked on at Ohio State.
That's right.
He's not a scholarship player there, but he was able to transfer to Ohio University. He caught two last week, and the knee was down at the half-yard line of what could have been a third.
Right.
You know, what kind of addition has he been to round out that wide receiving core?
First off, I've talked to a lot of power conference voices that have not gone that deep into the game film. What you just mentioned there about a knee down, it could have been a hat trick of a score. There are a lot of Power 5 announcers that might not have even known that, so kudos to you.
Oh, thank you.
But to answer your question on Sam, yeah, he played 13 games, walk-on at Ohio State, had him on the coach's show this past Tuesday night in Athens, and there's a level of maturity there.
Yeah.
And we talked about being in the environment that Ohio's going to be in tomorrow. Look, we don't have 100,000-seat stadiums in the MAC, as we know. And so having somebody that's been in that environment, even if he wasn't on the field all that much, he still has been in there. He could pass on that knowledge to these guys and maybe calm them down a bit. I joked with him that he's a red zone wide receiver, but he doesn't have the build of a red zone wide receiver, but he caught two red zone scores. And he was a good find. My broadcast partner Rob Cornelius and I, in breaking down the team going into the year, we thought that he might bring a certain level of confidence to Curtis Rourke, and he did. And then intertwine Miles Cross and James Bostic, there are some playmakers there.
Allison's a running back that had 7 100-yard rushing games, and he's got a shoulder. He's out for the year.
Yeah.
Julian Ross, I think, turned an ankle in the game. But Sia Bengura
yeah.
was the workhorse guy, whether it's the pistol or the sidecar. What do you like about him as a running back?
He looks the part, and he performs the part. He's built solidly. He looks like, I believe, and I'm also a Northwestern fan,
sure.
too, so I watch the Big Ten a lot. He looks like a lot of Big Ten running backs, and he's got time to go.
Sure.
Obviously, now there's the transfer portal to worry about, right?
Know.
So you got to continue to recruit the players that you already have on your team and all that. But he hits the hole hard. He will spin. He will bang off of defenders. He had I use this term like spin like a dreidel. I'm Jewish, the last name Eisenstein. So he spun off a couple of defenders last week, and he could take the contact too. He strikes me as a guy that could have a place on a Big Ten team, and I think Penn State fans who see 22 C.A. Bengura for Ohio tomorrow are going to be impressed with what they see.
Three-year starter up front, Kai Caesar, number 50 for the fans that will be watching him.
Yeah.
I feel like he is the anchor up front for you. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're right. He's a captain. He represents Ohio in a whole lot of ways, on and off the field. He is the model of a student-athlete that you'd love to have. He has fun. You know, at MAC Media Day, we had a great time talking about his attire, the suit that he put on, and how he represents the program. But he's a hard hitter. He could thump now. This is a very sturdy front seven for Ohio. The strength of this team is up front and in the middle. So much so that Ohio had to move some guys around out of that linebacker core.
Ben Johnson, that's
correct.
My next question.
Very good, yeah. So the D-line is good. They feel that they might have played some guys more snaps than they wanted to last week. Vonnie Watkins is one of the linemen what they talked about. But Kai is an anchor, and they feed off of him. And then moving on to the linebackers, it's a good front seven.
Well, Ben Johnson had been part of that. He got moved back to safety. But, look, he still creeps up and plays like a fourth linebacker in the box. At least that's my observation. He had 15 tackles in the game. Now, remember, Florida Atlantic throws the ball a lot.
Right.
But was there a concern, the fact that a secondary guy had to have 15 tackles, even though he does play up near the line of scrimmage?
No, I don't think so, because I think the game just kind of dictated that to happen. The unfortunate thing for Ben is, and this is, there's no complaining or griping about it, there was a targeting penalty in the second half, and so he'll miss the first half of this game, which is unfortunate. But that speaks to the depth that Ohio has at linebacker to be able to move him back there. There are guys in that linebacking core. Bryce Houston for Ohio, he wears 32.
Yes.
He has said that he wants 150 tackles this year, and he wants to be an All-American this year. And that's not selfish. He feels that he can do that to help his team win. And these are the type of games this week against Penn State that could allow that to happen for him. Key Thompson was out all of last year.
Yeah.
A fifth-year guy. He's out of Barberton, Ohio, a great high school football area where I'm sure so many great Penn State players have come from. So when you look at the middle of Ohio's defense tomorrow, and when you're calling that play tomorrow, those guys are active. Yeah. They can hit hard, and that is the strength of Ohio's defense.
Nathaniel Vakos wins the kicking job.
Yeah.
All right. Kicked two last week.
Sure.
I was impressed because, you know, because the other kid, Van Valkenburg, Tristan.
Vandenberg, yes.
Vandenberg, now is kicking off.
Yeah.
How impressed were you by watching a freshman step in and play the way he did?
First, it's rare that you have, on the MAC level, a highly touted kicking recruit.
Yeah.
They talked about him through signing day. They were ecstatic to get Nathaniel Vakos to come in. Out of Avon, Ohio, MAC's special teams player of the week, and he was cool, calm, and collective as a cat. And Ohio had some kicking issues last year. And so to turn to a freshman, he hit a couple of big ones, and obviously it was a three-point win, so field goals matter. And so that did for him, too, and it's a great sign.
What was Athens like during the Bengals Super Bowl run with Joe Burrow at quarterback?
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, Joe Burrow, the Burrow family is from Athens.
So there's a little town called The Plains. It's actually where I live. It's just outside of Athens. It's really, I guess if we were to say, a suburb, but it's not a metropolis of Athens. But it's a wonderful little town.
It's like us saying Port Matilda's a suburb. No, I'm just kidding.
So I live in The Plains. It's about, eight, 10-minute drive away from the stadium, and just a quintessential Southeast Ohio drive on 682 up there. And I see Joe Burrow Stadium from my place. I mean, you could see the lights from there. And so Joe and Jimmy Burrow, defensive coordinator in the 12 game, he retired to kind of follow his son. He and his wife Robin, and they're just wonderful people. And so they followed him down at LSU. And there were so many LSU and Bobcat flags flying in tandem. Then there, it's a Bengals area anyway. Then there are so many Bobcat flags, LSU flags, and Bengal flags. So it started, you know, the Heisman Trophy and all that run and all that Joe did for Southeast Ohio and bringing attention to some tough things about our area and food insecurity and all that. So he used his platform for good, and he's just a great guy. And then the Super Bowl, and you're thinking, man, he was in a state championship for Athens High.
Yep.
His dad, we broadcast it in his office, our radio booth, which is actually doubling as an office at Peden Stadium.
Yeah.
So to see him grow up in those pictures and all of that, and to see him do that, it was a state of euphoria. and it's one of those things where he's such a good guy. You know how it is. Sometimes when people have success, people just try to rip on them just because they're successful.
Yeah.
Well, there's not much you could rip on for Joe Burrow. Because he's successful and he's just a really good guy. Joe Cool for sure. And there were so many fans that weren't fans of the Bengals that were just rooting for him. And it was just awesome to see.
It's interesting because, you know, he went to Ohio State first.
Yeah.
And I was kidding around with Brad Nessler. I said, the difference between you and me is I've watched him warm up several times. You've actually seen him play.
And there was some talk like, well, all right, Jimmy is his father, and so maybe he's going to transfer to Ohio. Look, there was no ill will that he didn't come to Ohio. And transferred to LSU, and the rest is history.
Well, LSU's a cradle of transfer quarterbacks anyway, so
sure.
They're all over the place there. It's great to have you back in town. It's great to have Ohio University back in town. And I know it's September and October, so you get to play on Saturdays.
Yes, how about that?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays in November. Look, the MAC has to do what it has to do.
Yep.
I understand that. So, okay, what do you call it? You're the big – it's MAC Nation.
MACtion.
MACtion. MACtion. Yeah. He calls it – he loves MACtion.
A lot of people do. And we could talk for hours about the benefits and the tough things about it.
I can tell you the tough part about it is nobody in the stands.
It's hard on fans that have been diehard fans for a long, long time.
I know why they're doing it. I got
yes.
it. You're trying to carve out a TV niche.
And that's what's happened here. So you give a little, you give up a little. You give a little, you get a little. But anyway, we'll be on your TV and radios in November on Tuesday nights. But I can tell you this is a great place to be. State College is a wonderful place. We had just such great hospitality in 2012. And we were out last night, Rob and I, and we'll be out tonight and burn the candle at both ends. So I'm sure some of your listeners might see us out tonight, and we'll have some good camaraderie, talk about the game, and hopefully everybody has fun.
The older guy here will probably be asleep by 10.
That's okay. You could come out with us until 10.
There
It'll
you
be great.
Go. Perfect. I look forward to it. Russ, what a pleasure. Thanks for coming down here. It's great to have you here in town. Great to have you back here as well.
Thank you for having me. And, again, no notes on all of that Ohio stuff. The ability to remember all that's pretty cool.
Yep. It's amazing what you do when you guess. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment.